From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jael Snyder. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Pakistan today, following the Pakistani Prime Minister's appeal to the world not to forget his country. An estimated 20 million people are affected by the devastating floods that began just over 2 weeks ago. The BBC's Mike Wooldridge is in the capital of Islamabad.
The Prime Minister, Yousuf Raza Gilani, in an address to the nation on the country's independence anniversary yesterday, called on the world to stand by Pakistan. And Ban Ki-moon's visit is intended to demonstrate that, as well as providing a chance for him to see some of the flood-affected areas for himself and to discuss with government leaders and officials how the relief operations can be scaled up to deal with this ever-expanding disaster. Towns and cities close to the Indus River in southern Pakistan are now increasingly threatened.
The BBC's Michael Wooldridge reporting. China is observing a national day of mourning today for more than 1,200 victims of last week's mudslide that buried a town in the country's northwest. The disaster, however, is still not over. More rain is in the forecast as soldiers work to prevent more flooding in the town. Authorities in Buffalo, New York, are reportedly having doubts about whether they've arrested the right man for yesterday's shootings that left four people dead and four others injured. The Buffalo News quotes the Erie County District Attorney as saying video and photos from the scene of the shootings show discrepancies that are giving him serious reservations. Jim Randy reports from member station WNED. The shootings happened outside a downtown restaurant where people were celebrating a wedding anniversary.
Police say eight people were shot outside a popular restaurant in the city's downtown business district. One of the victims was a man who traveled with his wife from Texas to celebrate their one-year wedding anniversary with family and friends in Buffalo. Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda says the victims were leaving a party inside the restaurant when the gunfire erupted. He's urging witnesses to come forward.
Some of the details are still sketchy. We are making progress. But again, I can't emphasize enough how we need the public to get involved. People that witnessed it, please come forward.
Authorities say all of the victims are in their late 20s or early 30s. For NPR News, I'm Jim Ranney in Buffalo.
President Obama is reassuring Gulf Coast residents that his administration will not abandon them once BP's ruptured well is permanently plugged.
I made a commitment in my visits here that I was going to stand with you, not just until the well was closed, not just until the oil was cleaned up, but until you have fully recovered from the damage that's been done.
The president is on a weekend trip to the Florida Panhandle with his wife and daughter Sasha. They are due back at the White House later today. President Obama's point man in the Gulf, Thad Allen, says BP could get the go-ahead to permanently cap the well soon. You're listening to NPR News. Officials in Arizona say a warden at the prison where three people escaped last month has resigned. One of the fugitives remains at large. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The warden and chief of security resigned from the medium security prison in Kingman, Arizona. Late last month, three men, all convicted of murder or attempted murder, escaped after an accomplice tossed a pair of wire cutters over a perimeter fence, allowing the men to cut their way out. The state blamed the company, Management and Training Corporation, for the escape, citing lax security. Since their escape, two of the men have been caught, but the third, John McCluskey, remains at large. McCluskey and the accomplice are suspected of murdering a couple in New Mexico. The U.S. Marshals think the fugitives are in western Montana near the Canadian border and that they've probably altered their appearance recently. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
There's been a bit of a scare about a block from the White House. A fire last night forced the evacuation of two hotels in downtown Washington. Peter Pieringer is a spokesman for the District of Columbia Fire Department.
We did evacuate W Hotel and the Willard Hotel as a precaution. A tremendous amount of black smoke and flame.
Officials say the fire appears to have been sparked by an underground electrical transformer. It's been extinguished. No injuries were reported. It could be a dramatic finish for the last major golf tournament of the year. American Nick Watney is in the lead at the PGA Championship. He broke free of the pack at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin yesterday and has opened a three-stroke lead heading into today's final round. However, nine players are within five strokes of Watney, and each of the top six are chasing their first major title. I'm Jael Snyder, NPR News.